Amen. Amen. God is God all by himself. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Giving honor to our pastor. Webster has a definition for the word pastor. I'm not worrying too much about what Webster says. My definition of pastor is Reverend Dr. Eugene Brockington. And that's all the definition that I need. They say that love is an action word. If you look under my dictionary, you'll see the word love, but you'll see the picture, Reverend Dr. Eugene Brockington. I'm going to give you the fourth word that's going to come from Mark 15 and 34. Title for my sermon is You Fill in the Blank. You fill in the blank. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? These words are the central mystery of the crucifixion. There is no despair so deep or evil so overwhelming, not even a place so far removed that reaches the internal depth of feeling abandoned or forsaken. These words are Jesus' anguished cry of misery from the cross. Amen. Jesus, whose very being is God, found himself cut off from all that gives life and breath, purpose and hope, cut off from the source of his being, cut off even from himself. Our Jesus is dying, y'all, for all the sin we placed upon him. And God has turned his face, not from his only begotten son, Jesus, but from all the sin placed upon Jesus by we, the people. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 36, we read that Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus says, Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Here, the scripture illustrates to us a picture of obedience to God, his Father, and to God, our Father. You question what was in the cup. You want to know, when he was in the garden, he asked that cup to pass from him. What was in the cup? Well, I'm glad you asked. What was in the cup? The cup. The cup. Pride was in the cup. Indifference was in the cup. Drug abuse was in the cup. Rebellion was in the cup. Oh, fill in the blank. It was in the cup. Rape was in the cup. Let me get some more in here so you can look at it. Follow spouse abuse was in the cup. Homosexuality was in the cup. Unfaithfulness was in the cup. Fornication was in the cup. Hate was in the cup. Oh, fill in the blank. Because you know your sin. I don't have all of them. Lying was in the cup. Yeah, we Christians and everything, but we lie. Guess what? We Christians and what? We gossip. And gossip was in the cup. Fill in the blank. Complacency was in the cup. Uh-oh. Fill in the blank. It's in the cup. Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Because if you didn't get it the first three times, I told you six or seven times. All sin was in the cup. Oh. Because, well, Reverend Kimber, I don't have no big sins like that, that big print. I got you right here. That's a little sin. That's a little sin. Guess what? It's in the cup. All sin was in the cup. And I didn't leave you out. I didn't leave me out. And if you act like I left you out, fill in the blank. Because we're here tonight to do some surgery. You know your mess. We just told you about your mess. We told you about our mess, and then we told you who to go to fix your mess. Tortured with rods. Holds a crown of thorns driven upon his holy sacred head. Thorns so spiny, a Roman soldier used a pole wrapped with rags to press it down until it met the tips of his eyebrows, causing him to bleed like I don't know what. Jesus, he's been whipped with the cat of nine tails. What's the cat of nine tails? I'm glad you asked. It's a razor sharp whip having nine strands of leather tipped with razor claws. Driven by the force by a Roman soldier, the cat of nine tails was made to fillet the skin, tear away the skin, break it down to the muscle, and it took muscle and bone away. And Jesus' blood covered the whip. It covered the Roman whipper. It covered the ground, and the splashes covered the crowd. And now Jesus finds himself nailed to an old rugged cross, and he's dying, trying to lift up his head, trying not to cause himself to suffocate by making his face hold on his neck and hold on his chest. His face caving upon his body, his throat, his chest. He can't even breathe. Remember, his tongue is dehydrated. And Jesus remained focused and mindful not to suffocate himself in the heat of the day. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Amen.